السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك. فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد: ولا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكون تجارة أن تراض منكم، صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله. My noble audience, the topic last week that we discussed can be encapsulated in a few words, and it was consolidate the break. And I gave the example of tennis, that it is most important to consolidate the break if you want to win the game. Now, we will step one step closer to the main purpose of our discussion of last week. We have just exited the month of Ramadan, and when we study the glorious Quran, we come to know that there is one entire section that has been dedicated to the month of Ramadan. And throughout the month of Ramadan, orators, imma, khutaba, throughout the entire world have discussed that one section in detail. And that section starts from verse 183, Surah Baqarah, and it concludes on verse 188. Now, if we want to study this entire section, and then at the end, if we want to discuss the purpose of this entire section, we can discuss that entire section and the message of that entire section under the label At-Taqwa. Because in verse 183, Allah Almighty makes mention that the purpose of fasting is At-Taqwa, that you attain piety. We're not going to discuss what Taqwa is today, but I want to make mention where is the junction where we will test if we have attained Taqwa or not. It's most important. We have just exited the month of Ramadan, let's say 10 days ago. And the month of Ramadan comes to give us what? At-Taqwa, God consciousness. Where do I check if I have attained At-Taqwa? As we have understood through the Quranic message and through the beautiful teachings of Nabi Akram Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there are different levels of God consciousness. But where can I find out if I have achieved Taqwa, if my taqwa is stagnant, or if it is on the decline, or if it is increasing? So to understand that, we have to understand the order of the Quran. Many a times we read the Quran superficially, but the more we contemplate and study the Quran, ghor o khos ke saath, then we will understand how profound and how miraculous the Quran is, and how profound and miraculous the order is. So I just made mention a few moments ago, the section starts from verse 183, finishes on 188. Now there's a word used in Arabic, siyaq al-sabaq, and I call it in English post and pre. So pre, post, message to the message of fasting. Pre and post, message to the message of fasting. So the message of fasting starts from verse 183. What is the pre message? And what is the post message? Once we understand the pre and the post message of the Quran, then we can understand where to check our At-Taqwa. So let's rewind and let's go to verse 180. This is the pre-message to the message of الصيام. Allah Almighty says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. It has been prescribed for you. آپ کے لئے لکھ دیا گیا ہے. It has been prescribed for you. إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. That when death approaches you, when death approaches you, إِن تَرَكَ خَيْرٌ. خَيْر. If he leaves wealth, we will discuss this in detail in Jumu'ahs to come, that what is the status of wealth. Allah Almighty in this ayah calls wealth khayr, good. In taraka khayr. Many a times we disregard the importance of wealth. We label it to be evil. But this is not the approach of Islam. There's a very balanced approach in every facet, in every department of life. Allah Almighty says, إِن تَرَكَ خَيْرٍ. If he leaves wealth, what should he do? الْوَصِيَّةِ لِلْأَقْرَبِينَ وَالْوَالِدِينَ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ. He should make a bequest to the parents and to the next of kin. According to reasonable manners, بِالْمَعْرُوفِ حَقًّا عَلَى الْمُتَّقِينَ. This is a duty upon the believers. So the gist of this ayah, verse 180, where does the message of fasting start from? 183. So this is the pre-message. Allah is speaking about the distribution of the wealth that I accumulated throughout my entire life through my effort. How do I distribute it? So the message pertains to wealth. Does it make sense? All right. The last verse, and this is the post-message to the message of fasting. And it is so amazing. When we study this section, Allah speaks about fasting. Allah speaks about what took place in this Mubarak month that the Quran descended. And suddenly the message switches to dua. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Apparently it has no connection with fasting. Suddenly Allah starts to speak about dua, supplication. And as we have understood in the past, that the reason why Allah speaks about dua in the section of Siyam is that to make us understand that dua is most important in the month of Ramadan, because duas are accepted. So there is a subtle connection of dua with As-Siyam, with Shahru Ramadan. But then Allah once again comes back to the theme of the section, and that is fasting, and then ajib. It is very unique. Right at the end, Allah speaks about wealth once again. He concludes the section. He concludes the section of As-Siyam on the message of wealth. وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Eat up not one another's wealth unjustly. It's ajib. It has nothing to do with Siyam. This has nothing to do with Siyam, apparently. Allah Almighty can speak about other aspects of As-Siyam, but Allah concludes the ruku, the section, by saying, eat up not one another's wealth unjustly, and do not give bribery to the rulers. This is verse 188, the ayat on which the section is concluded. So let's encapsulate now. I'm trying to, by gist, you know, by these gestures, trying to explain. Verse 180 about wasiyyah. Verse 188 about our dealings, that we should not be unjust, we should not give bribery to the rulers. In between, Allah speaks about fasting. And the maqsad of fasting is to attain a taqwa. So the scholars have said, the pre and the post message gives us the understanding that if we want to check our taqwa, we should check our taqwa in dealings. People can pray. How does he know he still has taqwa or not? One person was praying before Ramadan. He's praying inside Ramadan. He's praying after Ramadan. How would he know what is the level of his taqwa? That's why they say many a times, and the Quran is precise in this, in Surah An-Kabut, Allah Almighty says, "Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar." Verily, prayer will give you the ability to abstain from what is illegal. So how will I know that if I have attained that inner ability that will pull me away from actions that are prohibited? So when you are in a dealing, in a mu'amala, that's when you will know that how much of taqwa you have attained. Those that are cheating the system, those that are lying, those that are deceptive in their dealings, in their mu'amalat, even after the month of Ramadan, they can say with certainty that they have not attained the taqwa that has been demanded in this section. We see many people praying, but when it comes to the mu'amalat, we find them very weak. Very, very weak. It is very hard to attain perfection in your dealings. How many a times people ring me, and I don't want to be bombarded after this khutbah, and people start to ring me, that Imam Sahib, is it okay? People start to ring me, Imam Sahib, is it okay that I am doing work on the side, I have not declared that to the government, and I'm taking Centrelink? Is it okay? You tell me. I ask them, you tell me, is it okay? Don't ask me. Especially when my phone is tapped and you're asking me on the phone. Kitna bevkoof aadmi. My phone is tapped and he's asking me on the phone. Imam Sahib, is it okay that I'm cheating the system and I'm taking Centrelink? You tell me, is it okay? Does your zameer, does your heart, does your inner self allow you to do this? Don't you feel any remorse, any guilt? Any level of guilt? No? If you don't, then this is problematic. That means your zameer is dead. It's wrong. This salah will not come to your benefit. This fasting will not come to your benefit, because what you wanted to attain from the month of Ramadan has not been attained. Indeed, this is a welfare state, and this is to facilitate for the poor and the needy people. If you do not fall under that, do not abuse it, do not violate it. Do not cheat, do not lie. Speak the truth, and if you receive something, that is your right. But if you lie and you receive, it is not your right. And then don't ask the imam, and ring the imams. If you can't get the ruling from me, you go to another imam, and you put the story to him in a different manner. Can't get the ruling from him, you go to the third imam until you get that ruling. Because Allah Almighty says, do not eat the wealth of one another unjustly. This is the message. This is where you will check your at-taqwa. I'm going to make a statement, and I want you to remember this. The statement of last week was, consolidate your break. Remember that. That's a mighty message. Consolidate your break. The message of today. Do not focus upon the quantity. Focus upon the quality of your wealth. Do not focus upon the quantity. Kitna bana liya maine? Ek se do ban gaya, do se teen ban gaya. Don't look at that. Look at the quality of your wealth. Because the difference between a believer and a non-believer is that the believer focuses upon the quality rather than the quantity. And the non-believer, he focuses upon the quantity rather than the quality. What is the difference between us, the believers, and the non-believers, if we are focusing upon the quantity, the accumulation, the volume, no. Little but quality will be a magnet to the barakah that will descend from the unseen, unlimited treasures of Allah Almighty. And that rizq, that ata of Allah that is beautified and adorned with barakat will suffice, will go a long way with you, will not desert you in this dunya and will not desert you in the immortal life. And the wealth that is deprived of barakat, because the magnet has been taken away, because the wealth has been accumulated with the wrong concept, because a person was focusing upon the quantity rather than the quality, that wealth will desert you in this world. Forget about being on your side at the time of death and in the immortal world. And this is one of the major problems that the Muslims are facing, that we are focusing upon the number, the balance, and we are not focusing upon the quality. That's why we need to adorn our mu'amalat with a few characteristics. We need to adorn our mu'amalat with a few characteristics. I'm going to make mention of two narratives, two ahadith mubarakah that have been recorded by Imam Tirmizi in Kitab al-Buyur, in the book of Buyur, buying and selling transactions. So the first hadith that gives us an understanding of the quality that is demanded in our mu'amalat. Nabi Akrim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, At-tajir as-suduqul ameen ma'an nabiyyin was-siddiqin was-shuhada. And the second hadith, At-tujjar yuhsharuna yawm al-qiyamati fujjara illa man ittaqa wa barra wa sadaqa aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. Beautiful statement, beautiful ahadith. So the first hadith that I read out just now, Nabi Akrim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, At-tujjar, that the tradesmen, the business people, and let's take this word in the broader sense, our mu'amalat, our dealings, if they are adorned with two characteristics, the reward on the other side, and I want you to depict this. Don't listen to the hadith superficially. Try to place yourself in the hadith. If a person adorns himself in his mu'amalat with two characteristics, on the day of judgment he will be with the prophets. He will be with the siddiqeen. And he will be with the martyrs. And when Allah speaks about these noble groups, that is a response, that is a tafsir of اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Verse 169, Surah An-Nisa. We always in Salah we say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, guide us to the right path, the path of those that you have favored. Question comes to our mind, who are those people that have been favored? Who are those people? Allah highlights, pinpoints those people. Tafsirul Qur'an bil Qur'an in verse 169 Surah An-Nisa, that those people are the Anbiya, those people are the Siddiqeen that have emulated the life, the actions, they mimic the life of the prophets. Wash-shuhada, it is the martyrs, and Salihin, the righteous. Now in this hadith, the Nabi of Allah says, if a tajir beautifies, adorns himself, apne aapko muzayyan karta hai wo, with two qualities, siddiq and ameen, suduqul ameen, ma'an nabiyyin, was-siddiqin, was-shuhada. Now what are those two qualities? Let me put these two qualities in another sense, in another fashion, that will resonate with you. Nabi Akrima Masallam was what? Siddiq. He was Amin. Who said this? Did he say this about himself? Who said this? The people said this. Were they friends or were they foes? Both. But both knew that the Nabi of Allah was Siddiq and he was Amin. Before receiving prophethood, before being commissioned as a prophet, his actions were louder than his words. His actions compelled everyone to call him Siddiq and Amin. The people of Arabia, the people of Makkah, they come together. What should we do about this person? His message is growing from strength to strength. We are persecuting people, but people are not giving up the message. What should we do? The end conclusion of the discussion is that we should murder him. We should kill him. The introduction to the night of Hijrah. The Nabi of Allah leaves who on his bed? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Why does he leave Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and leave? Because there were people that were plotting and planning to murder him, but they had given their amanat to him. They still believed that he's trustworthy. They are plotting and planning to murder him, but they still had their goods with the Nabi of Allah. And what a character, what a profound character that he's leaving, and he leaves his Sahabi, his cousin, on his bed, and I call it the deathbed. So when in the morning these people come and they find you in lieu of me, return the goods to them. What a profound example. What a profound example. They say nowadays everything is halal and permissible in war. Everything is halal. You can do whatever you want in war. Because it's war. No. You stay here and whatever people have given to me, even if they are plotting my death, even if they are thirsty for my blood, you return the goods back to them. Because of these examples, because of this display of profound character, the people call the Nabi of Allah Siddiq and Amin. It doesn't come overnight. It doesn't come overnight. If we sell a car, and we lie and by our appearance we look like Muslims, alhamdulillah we look like Muslims, thumma alhamdulillah, and we sell a car as many of us do, and we lie and we cheat and we do not reveal the faults, wallah, we have closed a big door of hidayah for this person. The words are not going to impact upon the mind and upon the heart and the soul of that person. It is your actions. Actions. How many a times we deceive. And what is in our mind, even more sinister than that action, is the concept that it is halal. What is more sinful than even the act is the concept in the mind, well grained in the mind, that it is halal because he's a non-believer. I'm allowed to cheat him. You're closing the doors of hidayah. That's why the Nabi of Allah, he presented his example. When the people said, this is your claim that you are the Nabi of Allah, this is your da'wah, what is your dalil? Da'wah, what is your dalil? What is your proof to your claim? He said, فَقَدْ لَبِثْتُ فِيكُمْ عُمُرًا مِّن قَبْلِ. It is the life that I lived with you. My days and my nights are an open book. I have spent every single moment with you. No part of my 40 years is hidden from you. I'm an open book. Then the non-believers encapsulated that entire life in two words, صُدُوقُ الْأَمِينَ. That he is Siddiq, he is Amin, he is truthful, he is trustworthy. We have run out of time. I will continue this topic in weeks to come. So if we want to check where our taqwa is and how strong our taqwa is and what I have attained or what we have attained in the month of Ramadan, I have to check my mu'amalat. The next dealing that you do, when there is a thought that comes in the mind to deceive, to cheat the receiver of your product, if you can take a back step, alhamdulillah, you have attained taqwa in the month of Ramadan. And if you don't give it any importance and you go ahead with the mu'amala and you adorn it with injustice, with wrong, then you have failed in the month of Ramadan. Allah Rabbul Izzah give us tawfiq. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka.